fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
Hey, another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I am here with Vinny Giusto from the neighborhood, from my neighborhood. You can find Vinny filleting fish faster than anybody in, we'll say, New York knows how to fillet fish. Vinny, if you want to be found, we catch you at Pat Zolo & Sons Metropolitan Fish Market.
Yeah, 635 Metropolitan Avenue.
Okay, and you are there every day?
Every day.
And how did you get into fish?
When I come from my country, the first job I got with my 22 years ago with my boss.
Yep.
And from there now I'm the same business.
And you are Italian?
Yes.
From what area?
Avellino, next to close to Naples.
Okay. So you're not necessarily from the coast, you're more in the mountains.
Yes,
right?
More in the mountains.
But you come to Brooklyn? Did you first come to Brooklyn or?
Yes. Yeah, come to Brooklyn.
And how do you know Pat? Pat, excuse me. Pat, by the way, has been terrifying people in the fish business for 25 years, and he terrified me. It's probably taken just until this year that I started to feel comfortable and give Pat back some of what he doles out. He says, you're breaking my balls. You're breaking my balls. But if you ever walk into Metropolitan Fish, Pat is very knowledgeable on fish. And Vinny and Eddie are the guys who are basically, they can fillet any fish for you any way you want it.
Yes, true.
And today we're going to be doing like a traditional scungil.
Scungil, yes. It's like an Italian tradition.
Right. And I just kind of want to ask you about the dish. Like, do you know where it came from exactly? Its origins, like in Italy? I mean, obviously it's from what? The Mediterranean.
Yes,
right?
Yes. They use a lot in Naples to make like with the salad. They make it with like oil and pepper.
Right.
A lemon.
Okay.
You can make a marinara.
Nice.
Marinara sauce. So, fra diavolo.
And give me a... It was really cool going out with you this morning because Vinny knows everybody in the neighborhood. And we needed our ingredients. So, the first place we went is to the Napoli bread.
Napoli baker, yes.
Yeah. And who are those guys?
And we got some frazil.
These are frazil, which are like... it looks like a giant flattened bagel, basically.
Yes.
And who are those, like, who are they? That's an old Italian.
Yeah, it's all like Italian breads, like a bagel.
Okay.
Yeah, like dry bagel.
Right.
Sometimes seasoned with like pepper and.
Yeah.
This morning we got some like.
These are made with wheat.
All wheat bread. Yeah. Yes, they make all wheat.
So that was like the first stop on our tour. We met those guys. They gave us, hooked us up with our bread, and then we had to get some marinara sauce.
Yes.
So where do we go after that?
We go to Frost Restaurant, very famous in the neighborhood.
Very famous.
And for those seafood, yes.
Those guys all know you in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're scungili king.
We had VIP access to the back kitchen.
Yep.
And I guess, what's like your kind of, I don't know, like how did you learn the business? How did you learn fish?
How I learned?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do. So when I come here and they put me fish in front, say, caught it. All right.
And how quickly can you fillet a fish?
I can fillet a flounder in 9 seconds.
Nine. It's true. I've seen it done. It's absolutely amazing. Which tell me the difference between, say, a flounder, filleting a flounder and filleting a round fish.
A round fish?
Mm.
It's more difficult to fillet a flounder because it's skinnier.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Are the cuts
actually
different?
Yes, it's like you got to follow the bones. You can feel the bones under your knife if you're good. If you can feel the bones, you're going to mess it up.
Right. And your knife is not just any knife. This thing is...
No, I use a boning knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard. I like the hard knife. I don't like the soft one.
No flex.
No flex, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I learned to, and this is what I used to now.
So this is not like a filet
knife?
No,
it's not like a filet knife. Other people use filet knife. I'm comfortable with the...
You like it
stiff,
little stiffer. And you've been here for how many years now?
22 years.
22 years. And would you say, I mean, the neighborhood has obviously changed, right?
Yes.
Metropolitan Avenue is not what it used to be.
No.
But the seafood business is there's still some strong Italian players in it, right?
Yeah.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, not too much.
The leftovers?
It's not like before, yes.
Like, we were talking a little bit about just how they moved the Fulton Fish Market from, you know, Smith Street to up to Hunts Point. Fulton Fish Market. Right.
It was the best time.
And they still call it Fulton Fish Market, which is kind of funny. But, I mean, it's a different experience now. Bright lights, and it kind of looks like a science lab as opposed to, like...
Yeah, it's before it was like more a fish market.
And it was family.
Yeah. Go there, you see the atmosphere, people right. eating truck, screaming back and forth, all kind of language. Yeah. right now, it's like you go in just any supermarket, buy fish.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
It's not like, you know... Yeah. Right there, next to the war, you know, you feel the atmosphere.
Right. I miss the old market. And now you're paying Giuliani as opposed to some scary Italian guy.
Yeah.
and
they want to control everything. This is why they move it.
Right, right. And it's kind of, I mean, it's sad.
They actually hurt a lot of people because big company,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when they move out of there, they go out of business.
Right, right.
Yeah, like Arrow Seafood.
Right.
Because it's in the market, it's one of the biggest company at the time, and now it's closed. It's out of business.
And I know that, you know, obviously the industry has changed. It's not what it used to be. But I can remember when I first came, because I'm from Boston, but when I first came to New York, I was I had special ordered about $1,000 worth of lobster to a warehouse. And this is not a joke, man. This is how I got into it. Special ordered the lobster. I'm getting in my car, minding my own business. It's the sun is setting. It's almost dark. And I never picked up the lobster from these guys because I found another source, which was cheaper. And I just kind of like it slipped my mind. I'm like, well, I'll just go with these guys.
Fold down the truck.
Yeah. So as I'm getting in my car, silently, I don't know where this guy came from behind me. He goes, I suggest you talk to Tony about the fish. And I froze. And I didn't even look behind me, and I just nodded my head, and I went and I talked to Tony that evening, and I picked up $1,000. It's probably Tony now. I picked up $1,000 worth of lobster, but it's not that kind of an industry anymore as much. Is that right?
No,
it's a little cleaner of an industry, but it's missing, I think, some of the character that it used to have. And those guys, man, I brought a female friend of mine up to the market. Big mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Cute, cute Asian female friend of mine. And you've never heard such a pack of wolves before.
Yeah, whistle and everything, yeah.
I'm like, keep your head down. Just keep walking. I was scared for her and for me.
Oh, yeah. Never pick a fight in that either.
No. So is it true, though, still what they say is, you know, if you mess with Sicilianos, you're going to end up with the fishes?
Yeah, you sleep with the fishes.
Sleep with
the Godfather.
And you guys, the Godfather is as much as the Bible is an important part of Italian family's life, the Godfather is probably the modern-day Bible for...
Oh, yeah. Everybody memorized the movie and the stuff. Everybody knows about the Godfather.
Right. What was the song that we were looking for earlier?
Oh, mama.
Mama.
Oh, mama.
I'm trying to get you to sing on it.
This song is Oh, mama.
It's talking about bacala, right?
Yeah, oh, mama, pisci fritte bacala, yeah.
Which is like fried fish and bacala.
Yeah, fried fish, like salted cod.
Salted cod, right. Yeah. Which is, give me some Italian dishes that you make at home.
I make a lot of the like shrimps, which pasta.
Yeah. What do they call that?
Shrimp with Pinot Grigio, mm-hmm. Pinot Grigio sauce.
Yep, yeah.
Like cherry tomatoes, mm-hmm. garlic oil. You mm-hmm. know, fry them up.
Right.
Throw the shrimps in, and just add a Pinot Grigio, let it stand for a little bit, and you throw the spaghetti in.
Does Pat make you buy your fish?
No, I ain't no pay for the fish.
Pat, just so you all know, Pat's not half as scary as he comes across. He's actually a really nice guy, but man, he can be a little temperamental.
Yeah.
He's probably listening to us right now. He's a tough guy. He's born and raised in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good guy. I say we get started on this. What do we have to do? So we've got our scungio, which is conch, northeastern conch.
Yeah, they come with pre-cooked.
And so, yeah, so this is pre-cooked. From where? Where do you
this,
get
this come from? This from Roll Island.
Oh, okay.
The scungio come from Roll Island.
Uh-huh.
This is the best scungio you can find this in Roll Island.
All right, Vinny, let's see these knife skills here.
And then you're going to slice it thin.
Mm-hmm. How many seconds can you do a conch?
Kank is no but seconds. It's by you got to slice.
Finesse. Looking good. Looking good.
So yeah, they pick part. They could discard this part, yeah?
Mm. So basically, we're saving ourselves the work of like cracking the shell.
Yes, you got to cook it for 1 hour and
Then
you got to recook them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
If you're not cooking enough good, yeah. they're too tough. So.
Too chewy, right?
Yeah, you can eat it like this now.
Okay, I'm trying it right now.
Put lemon, some oil. Right. You can eat like this.
Mm, it's great. And it would be, you're saying it would be cooked once in the shell and then once out of the shell?
Yes. Then you crack in the shell, clean all the...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There's snails. Like sea snails.
Sea snails, right. I used to find these guys in New England, but they are tough if you don't know how to handle them.
You don't know how to cook it.
It's not like a Caribbean conch, which is a little bit not so chewy.
No. Caribbean conch, you can do a ceviche.
Right, right.
This, you got to cook it.
Right. And this is... Basically, this is going to go on top of the bread, yeah?
Yes. With the marinara sauce.
Okay.
You cook them in the marinara sauce, and then you put on top of the bread.
Tell me about where we got our marinara sauce, because those guys are quite an establishment as well.
Yeah, we got it from Frost. Frost Restaurant.
Yeah.
And they specialize in seafood.
Three brothers.
Three brothers. They're very good food right there.
Yeah, and they're all speaking Italian, yes. And it's the real deal. And you wouldn't even know it was a restaurant on the outside if you look at the place. It's old school Brooklyn.
Yes.
I love it. And everything with Italians, don't ask me why. It's like in New England, we combine cream and seafood. In especially in Brooklyn and New York, it's tomatoes and seafood. Everything's tomato and seafood. And cheese, some cheese.
Now
in
they
there,
put
too.
Seafood on pizza too.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so next step?
Next step, we're going to warm it up.
Okay, so we just throw it in the pot?
Throw it in the pot.
yep.
Okay, the sauce is already out here, so.
Great. Nice.
It's already seasoned by the chef on Frost.
Great.
Turn it around.
Okay.
Store it. Okay.
Okay, so we're stirring, and now we have... These things are huge. I mean, this is like the biggest... flattened bagel you've ever seen in your life.
Okay.
We're making this work here. This is like we're camping. Beautiful.
Okay, this you got in a plate.
Yep.
Put all this on top. Great. You can make it this week, calamari too and mussels.
Okay. Oh, really? With the same sauce?
Yeah, we use the same bread too on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You make like a fish, like a soup.
Yeah.
We call it soup di mare.
Soup di mare.
Soup di mare. It's like a whole bunch of fish.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
And we put in the bread on the bottom.
Okay.
So we can see that we got some basil.
What is it? Basil?
No,
garlic?
It's not basil. This is a.
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves, yep. Yes. Yep. Bay leaves.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah, like this.
Nice. Great. Hey, we'll do one more here. And do you ever get back to Italy? Do you ever go home?
Yeah, I go every 2-3 years.
You do?
Yeah. I got all my family there.
So. Yeah. It's funny. I lived in a little town called Fiesole, which is near Florence, with this guy, Giorgio Cavalli, if anybody has ever bought illegal substances in Florence, you probably have met Giorgio Cavalli. And I was sent as an exchange student, and... nobody told me who I was living with. And then suddenly it turns out I'm back in Brooklyn telling these guys who I lived with. And they said, did you say you live with Giorgio Cavalli? They said, do you know who you lived with? I said, well, all I know is I got everything free everywhere I went. They go, your Italian host father was probably the biggest drug dealer in all of Italy. And he kept a gun with him at all times. It was absolutely insane. But well, the point of my story is when he had closed the deal, this guy would cook a feast. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. If you have Italian blood, it seems like food is just the most important thing to you in the world. So we would go for days without eating because poor Giorgio had no money. But then when he closed the deal, he would create a feast and he would go out and he'd buy rabbit, he'd buy venison, and it was just a night of food and debauchery. One more here. Do you like working with fish?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's all I'm doing for 20 years, so I gotta be like it.
You gotta like it.
Yeah.
You got no choice.
It's like you don't even work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, when you like something,
mm-hmm.
it's not like you go to work.
Right. Right. And then you've taught Eddie over there, and Eddie's become pretty fast too, right?
Yeah.
But can, not as fast as you.
No, you never teach somebody like you, then you lose your job.
Right. That's a good point. So you don't teach them all the secrets.
No.
Huh. And then Pat was saying, Pat actually still to this day goes up, hand picks the fish from the Fulton Fish Market, and he inspects it, and he looks at it, and he's got a truck going up every morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they go like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Yeah.
So if you guys ever get a chance and you go to Metropolitan Fish, realize that fish is probably not more than 24 hours out of the water.
No, we get it daily, yes.
It's really fresh, and they can also, you can special order. If you go talk to any one of you, right?
Yes.
Put in an order, they can get you anything.
One day before.
Pat's always giving me a hard time because, as I said, I'm always breaking his balls because I need it right now, 5 minutes before the radio show. But today, you guys always hooked me up. So it's been good. Let's taste this. Let's do it. We're gonna make a huge mess here, I think.
Hey, definitely.
Shit. It's gonna be loud too. Get ready. Wow. That's awesome. Would it be cut up normally? Or you eat it just like this?
Oh, yeah, just.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're saying you can do the same thing with mussels or clams? Or?
Yeah, actually the mussels, this is soak in. Mm. It's got a zupa di pesce when it's soak in, like you can eat it with a spoon.
Oh, okay.
Because it's getting softer.
So you use the hard bread purposely because you're gonna it's going to soak up everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I always ask this, but what do you think it is about seafood and fishing and fish-related things? Why is it that the people who seem to get involved in this industry have a little problem with authority?
I don't know.
Why are you guys all so tough? What is it?
I guess it's the... I don't know.
I don't know either. I've been trying to figure it out for a really long time. Like, what is it that attracts these, sort of... I guess
they spend too much time in the freezer. I don't know.
Too much time in the freezer, yeah. Yeah. But I think that's true. Like, there's something with some... I think because fishing is like, it's freedom. You get to go out on the dock. You get to put your pole in the water. And nobody's going to tell you what to do. Unless the DEC comes.
DEC,
and we met the DEC today.
Do it back.
Exactly.
You get a $1,000 fine.
Yeah. We met Peter today, who works for the DEC.
Yes.
And he was up there doing an inspection. And I'll tell you all that Pat and Metropolitan Fish passed with flying colors. Literally, not one citation. So you guys keep a very clean, organized operation up there.
Yes, you got to keep a log. All this shellfish come in.
Yeah, and Pat
and
said
the sanitation log. Yeah,
Peter's been good at telling him what kind of needs to be done, and you learn the process because you know what these guys are expecting out of you. So it's not like, you know, I'm sure you just don't know from the get go all of what you have to do. It's a process, a long learning curve, I would think.
Actually, they got the law, you got to go to school for that.
Uh-huh.
And then they give us the book, you know.
Right.
They tell you what you got to do, and then you put every day, you follow the the schedule.
Right. They're hard asses. I mean, the DEC, they're no joke.
No.
He was really nice, but those guys don't mess around.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got all tags on all the seafood.
Right.
Where they come from.
Right.
Origin.
Yeah.
The shipping and number and everything.
I've seen them up at Fulton at the new Hunts Point location, and the guys had guns.
Yeah.
What the hell do you need a gun on you for if you work for the DEC?
Yeah, they got a gun.
That's crazy. I'm going to try and get Peter on the show because he was a wealth of knowledge. He seemed to know a lot about what he was talking about.
It's a long time he came up with the fish, though.
Yeah, it? Yeah. Cool. Well, this is amazing. This is a little taste of Italy right here.
It's great.
Great.
Kind of messy.
You're living, where do you live right now?
Howard Beach.
Howard Beach?
Yes.
You fish?
Yes.
What do you go for?
Fluke. Mostly fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Go like rent the boat for the day and we go like Point Lookout.
Okay.
Mariches, you know.
Yep.
Yes, fluke. There's a lot of fluke in Flanders right there.
Sometimes
I go on the pier too for, you know.
Okay.
Like poggies.
Yeah.
You catch a lot of poggies there.
Yep. So where do you go? Which pier? Where do you go at?
Yeah, right next to the Rockaway.
Okay. Like a true fisherman, he won't tell you which pier he goes to.
Yeah. That was my secret.
Yeah. And, I mean, you've been in the industry long enough to see some of the changes. Like, would you say that the regulations and things that have...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a big difference from before.
There
when
is.
When I go fish, yeah, before the fluke is like 14 inches. Now, it's got to be 19 inches. I cannot catch more than 6 fish.
Okay.
Yeah, before you can catch whatever you want.
Right.
Instead of 14 inch and stuff.
Right.
All the kind of fish. You would just try bass.
And do you have any reason to keep a fish considering that you're around fish all day?
No. Not really.
Do you smell like fish when you go home to your wife? Does she complain?
I know smell it. People around me smell it.
Yeah, but I bet she smells it.
Yeah.
And you have a daughter too, right?
Yes. Is that
right?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Of course.
And what do they... I'm sure you don't... Would hope that they never have to get themselves involved in the seafood industry.
No,
right?
No.
You don't wish it upon any woman or any son for that matter.
No.
Is that why? Just because it's a hard business?
Yeah, it's a little bit like before. You know, before it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's too much competition with restaurant depot and stuff, and
right.
You know, and the fish is more expensive than before.
Mm-hmm.
Got stuff before worth nothing. Now you got to pay an arm and a leg. You know,
right. Right. Have you noticed, I mean, obviously the neighborhood's changed a lot.
Yeah.
How has that been for Metropolitan Fish? Do you find that the younger generation come looking
for
fish?
Actually, before we got more restaurant and fish, and now we got more people come in. Maybe because of the economy, maybe they don't go out too much. Maybe they cook their fish on their own house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
We are very busy, like in the weekends. You know, a lot of people come in and buy the fish. And, you know, they ask how to cook and everything.
And you see young people?
Yeah, young people, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. That's great for you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And they'll ask you for advice on how to cook it.
How to cook it, how we make it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, what would be some of your dishes that you'd instruct us on making over at the shop? Easy ones. Easy one.
Yeah. Fish is easy to cook. It's not like, like my boss say, virgin olive oil and garlic. Pull some tomato and say you're done.
Done deal.
Yeah, done deal.
Because you really don't need to get fancy when you're
doing. Yeah, for the fish is fresh, you can actually eat it raw. You don't got to cook it.
Right, right. And who does the cooking at home?
My house?
Yeah.
Me.
You do it?
Yeah.
Not your wife?
No, my wife don't cook. They're Americans, no.
They're terrible, aren't they?
Actually, my daughter called me, when you come home, I'm hungry. Yeah.
What is wrong with American women?
No, they're no...
Yeah, but
I cook from when I'm small, you know. Mm-hmm. When I'm 12, I'm the first of the family.
Right.
So my mother got sick, so at the time I'm the oldest. My father go to work, so I cook.
You
for,
have to cook.
I have to cook.
Wow. For how many siblings?
5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are any of them here?
No.
No.
I'm all by myself.
That's interesting. Yeah. So Italian guys won't even let their American wives near the kitchen.
And then the best chef are the men, not the woman.
But then again, these American women know how to make money.
That's all.
So it's a trade-off.
What you gotta do?
Awesome. Awesome. Let me grab, let's see. That is, hand me that one for a second. I'm going to steal some of the scungil off the top here. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Some scungil
We're probably pretty close to our break here, but I don't know. Give that thing a little mixer.
Oh, there's no water more, okay.
Nice. Oh, so good. So good. Amazing. Are you, would you say that, like, you know, when did you meet Pat?
I say 22 years ago.
And you didn't know his family from Italy, did you?
I know it's, yeah, it's his father and mother's from some, my same town. Yes. Oh, okay. I know the father, I know the mother, yeah. Mm-hmm. I met Pat when I come here. I see him sometime when he come in vacation to in Italy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, we don't like, you know, I know him like this, you know, like, you know, we friends and stuff, you know.
Right. I love that we're talking about Pat like he's the godfather or something. It's like, who is this mystery man? But if you want to meet the mystery man behind the fish, you got to go to Metropolitan Fish Market. It is very cool how it is still sort of like a family, in a sense, a family run neighborhood, just in that you guys all know each other.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And if you need your fresh tomato sauce,
you know where you got to go. You need a fresh mozzarella, you know where you got to go.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's still.
Yeah, this is good by the Italian neighbors.
It's great. And it's,
see, I live in our beach, man. When I don't work, I still come in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Because I'm not going to do that. Where do you do that in our beach?
Really?
Like, here's all the pizza shop, the old sausage man, they got the mozzarella guy,
right.
The espresso, you know.
The espresso is great. You go to with the pizza place,
Fortunato.
Right?
Fortunato makes, San Marco in the morning, yeah.
That guy's old. He makes the best espresso you've ever had in your life. The only problem there is sometimes the guys at the bar. You got to wait your turn. Like, if you're me, you wait. And you wait. And then sometimes you're ready and you're first in line and you wait again because that guy's a return customer. He's the best, you know.
No, as soon as they see the car parked, they know you're coming in. They already make it ready for you.
Because they know all these guys.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I stood in line out in Howard Beach. No, not Howard Beach. What's on the way to the Rockaways there? That strip on the way to the Rockaways.
Cross Bay Boulevard.
Yeah, Cross Bay, you know. And there's a pizza place. A sausage place. And they make a sub with meatballs and whatever. And it's amazing.
Pazienza, what is it?
I can't remember, but it's just a tiny little cart, you know. And I sat there, and there's all these policemen and firefighters.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yes, next to the police station.
Next to the firefighter, station.
Yeah. They got the crab, they're using this. Steaming crabs too in the
right.
summer.
Right, yes. At Mike's behind, yes, the captains, yes. Captain Mike. So I'm there talking to I talked to my friend Jimmy afterwards. He grew up in that, Cross Bay, whatever that is. Broad Channel, Broad Channel. And he goes, how long did you wait? I go, dude, I stood an hour in line. And I was like first in line. I was right in front. I was watching them on the skillet, you know. And they're looking beyond me, past me, to these guys who keep coming up. I never got my friggin' sandwich.
You're the invisible man.
He goes, you're totally invisible because you know why? He goes, you're going to come once, maybe twice.
Yeah, they come every day.
They come every single day and they only have an hour window to serve those guys. They're all Italian. They're all known in the neighborhood. There's Irish guys too, right?
Yes.
And they've been coming for years. He goes, what is he going to waste his time? Some stupid sub for you.
Yeah.
And he was right. So that was the sad, sad lesson. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Enjoy the music. We'll be right back with Vinny Wright, Giusto.
Vinny Fish. Because the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Cause now.
Mambo Italiano, hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a hey, Mambo. Don't want a Tarantella, hey, hey, Mambo. No more mozzarella, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish, baccalà, and then hey, Goomba. I love how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, Joe.
Okay, we're back. Catch it, cook it, and eat it. I am here with Vinny Giusto, Vinny Fish, Vinny Wright. Vinny got the right fish. And guys, we missed our break. This was such a fun show that I literally just like kept talking. And I mean, that's a good sign. So all I can say is thanks for coming on the show. You've got fish to cut, don't you?
Yes, I gotta go cut some fish.
All right. So you heard it here. Catch it, cook it, eat it with Vinny. And if you want to go see him fillet a fish in 9 seconds, go to Metropolitan Fish. You will see fish filleting like you've never seen before in your life.
Thanks, man. Thank you.